Welcome to episode 987 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Titus was tasked with appointing elders and organizing the church in Crete, showing the value of good leadership and governance in church life. Effective administration helps ensure the church operates smoothly and remains focused on its mission. He was willing to travel, relocate, and adapt to various situations for the gospel's sake. His example teaches us to be open to God's calling wherever it leads. What else can we learn from the life of this Gentile believer?
Today's top 10 list.
10 lessons for modern believers drawn from Titus's life.
Number 1.
Faithfulness in ministry. Titus exemplifies loyalty and dedication to ministry as Paul's companion and co-worker. He was consistently relied upon to handle difficult, sensitive tasks like resolving conflicts and strengthening new churches. Despite the challenges and unpredictability of his assignments, Titus remained steadfast in his commitment to God's work. For modern believers, his example is a call to be faithful and reliable in whatever capacity we serve. Whether one is called to preach, teach, serve in the community, or work behind the scenes, Titus's life shows true ministry is characterized by a willingness to serve consistently and wholeheartedly, even when the work is difficult or unnoticed.
Number 2.
Embracing diversity. As a Gentile convert, Titus represents the inclusivity of the gospel message. His role in the early church demonstrates that faith in Christ transcends cultural and ethnic boundaries. The decision to include Titus, a Gentile, as a leader in the predominantly Jewish early Christian community was a powerful statement about the universal nature of God's love and salvation. In today's context, Titus's life reminds believers to embrace diversity within the church, to welcome people of all backgrounds, and to see each person as an essential part of the body of Christ. This means valuing different perspectives and experiences, and actively working to break down barriers that divide us, affirming that the gospel is for everyone, regardless of race, ethnicity, or social status.
Number 3.
Standing firm in the faith, Titus was a living testament to the truth that salvation is by faith alone, apart from works or adherence to Jewish law. During a time when some were advocating for the necessity of circumcision and adherence to Jewish customs as prerequisites for salvation, Titus stood firm as an uncircumcised believer accepted by God. This act affirmed that rituals and outward signs were not required for salvation, but rather a personal faith in Christ. For modern believers, Titus's example is a call to remain steadfast in the core truths of the gospel, refusing to be swayed by legalism or doctrines that undermine the grace of God. It encourages us to stand firm in the freedom that Christ provides, resisting pressures to add unnecessary requirements to the simple, saving message of faith in Jesus.
Number 4.
Handling conflict with wisdom. Titus's involvement in the Jerusalem Council, where leaders debated whether Gentile believers needed to follow Jewish laws, underscores the importance of approaching disagreements with wisdom, humility, and a focus on unity. Titus witnessed firsthand how early church leaders navigated complex theological disputes, ultimately reaching a consensus that honored both truth and unity. His presence as a non-Jewish believer provided a tangible example of God's inclusive grace, helping to foster understanding and agreement among the diverse parties. Today, this teaches us the value of addressing conflicts with patience and wisdom, listening to different viewpoints, and seeking to resolve disputes in a way that maintains the unity of the Spirit. It reminds us to keep the gospel at the center of all discussions, aiming to build bridges and promote peace within the church community.
Number 5.
Commitment to sound doctrine. Paul entrusted Titus with the crucial responsibility of ensuring that gospel truth was upheld in the churches, particularly on the island of Crete, where false teachings and cultural practices threatened the purity of the gospel message. This task required discernment, courage, and a deep understanding of Scripture. Titus was charged with correcting errors, appointing qualified leaders, and instructing the believers in the truth of God's word. For modern believers, this emphasizes the importance of biblical teaching and theological integrity in our communities. We are called to remain rooted in the Scriptures, to know what we believe, and to be prepared to defend our faith against false doctrines. Titus's example reminds us to prioritize sound teaching in our churches, study the Bible diligently, and encourage others to grow in their understanding of the truth.
Number 6.
Courage in facing challenges. Titus was often sent into difficult and complex situations, such as resolving issues in the troubled church at Corinth and establishing order in the newly formed church on Crete. These assignments were not easy. They involved confronting sin, addressing conflicts, and implementing necessary reforms. Despite the challenges, Titus demonstrated great courage and a willingness to step into challenging roles for the sake of the gospel. This courage is a powerful example for believers today, who are also called to face challenges with faith and resolve. Whether dealing with internal church disputes, navigating cultural pressures, or standing firm in one's convictions in a hostile environment, Titus's life encourages us to trust God and boldly fulfill the tasks he gives us, knowing that he provides the strength and wisdom needed to accomplish his work.
Number 7.
Encouragement and reconciliation. One of Titus's notable contributions was his role in fostering reconciliation within the Corinthian church, which had been plagued by divisions and moral issues. Titus served as a bridge between Paul and the Corinthians, bringing back encouraging news to Paul about the church's repentance and willingness to make amends. His actions helped restore relationships and unity within the church, demonstrating the power of encouragement and reconciliation in ministry. For modern believers, this highlights the importance of being peacemakers and encouragers within our communities. Titus' example teaches us to be agents of reconciliation, helping to heal divisions, encourage spiritual growth, and build unity among believers. We are reminded to approach others with grace, seek restoration where there is conflict, and support those who are struggling in their faith.
Number 8.
Generosity and service. Titus played a key role in organizing a collection for the needy saints in Jerusalem, a task that required coordination, integrity, and a spirit of generosity. This effort was not just about providing material support, it was an act of solidarity and compassion that united believers across cultural and geographical boundaries. Titus' involvement in this collection reflects a heart that was deeply committed to serving others and meeting their needs. For modern believers, this underscores the call to be generous with our resources, time, and talents. It challenges us to look beyond ourselves and consider how we can serve others, especially those who are in need. Titus's example reminds us that true service and generosity are essential expressions of our faith, reflecting the love of Christ and advancing the mission of the church to care holistically, attending to spiritual, material, and other needs.
Number 9.
Maintaining personal integrity. In his role as a church leader and Paul's representative, Titus was expected to live a life that was above reproach, serving as a model of integrity and righteousness for the believers around him. This was particularly important because Titus was often placed in challenging situations where his character would be tested, whether he was addressing false teachings in Crete or handling sensitive matters in Corinth. Titus had to be trustworthy, consistent, and honest in all his dealings, maintaining a good reputation both within the church and in the broader community. For modern believers, Titus's example highlights the critical importance of personal integrity in our spiritual walk and ministry. Integrity means living consistently with our professed beliefs, whether in public or private, and ensuring that our actions align with the teachings of Christ. It calls us to be truthful, ethical, and faithful, guarding our hearts against hypocrisy or compromise. Maintaining integrity in our relationships, work, and ministry builds trust and serves as a powerful witness to the transforming power of the gospel in our lives.
Number 10.
Perseverance in faith. Tradition holds that Titus continued his ministry even after Paul's death, remaining steadfast in his commitment to Christ. His perseverance encourages believers today to remain faithful and diligent, even amid trials and uncertainty. These lessons from Titus's life provide valuable guidance on living a life that is faithful, courageous, and devoted to serving God and others. Father, thank you for the example of Titus, whose faithfulness, courage, and integrity inspire us to live out our calling with dedication and love. Help us to embrace diversity, stand firm in sound doctrine, and face challenges with courage. May we always serve you with a sincere heart and be a light to those around us, reflecting your grace and truth in all we do. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest. Today.